Tallon laughed, missing his crew already. Obviously, they'd seen the press conference. He was glad they'd gone ashore. He'd abandoned them rather abruptly when the president called, and their sitting idle at sea was crazy. Although the message said everyone had gone ashore, Tallon had to assume they would not have left his ship unattended, particularly in the strong currents where it was now anchored. Tallon pressed the numeric code to play any internal voicemail messages they'd left for him. The line beeped once, one message. The voice was the same rowdy crew member.
"Hi, Mike! One hell of a show! If you're hearing this, you're probably checking your messages from some swanky White House party and wondering where the hell we are. Sorry we abandoned ship, buddy, but this was not a dry celebration kind of night. Don't worry, we anchored her really good and left the porch light on. We're secretly hoping she gets pirated, so you'll let NBC buy you that new boat. Just kidding, man. Don't worry, Xavier agreed to stay on board and mind the fort. She said she'd prefer time alone to partying with a bunch of drunken fishmongers. Can you believe that?"
Tallon chuckled, relieved to hear someone was aboard watching the ship. Xavier was responsible, definitely not the partying type. A respected marine geologist, Xavier had the reputation for speaking her mind with a caustic honesty.
"Anyhow, Mike," the message went on, "tonight was incredible. Kind of makes you proud to be a scientist, doesn't it? Everyone's talking about how good this looks for NASA. Screw NASA, I say. This looks even better for us. Amazing Seas ratings must have gone up a few million points tonight. You're a star, man. A real one. Congrats. Excellent job."
There was hushed talking on the line, and the voice came back.
"Oh, yeah, and speaking of Xavier, just so you don't get too big a head, she wants to razz you about something. Here she is."
Xavier's razor voice came on the machine.
"Mike, Xavier, you're a god, yada yada. And because I love you so much, I've agreed to babysit this antediluvian wreck of yours. Frankly, it'll be nice to be away from these hoodlums you call scientists. Anyhow, in addition to babysitting the ship, the crew has asked me, in my role as onboard bitch, to do everything in my power to keep you from turning into a conceited bastard, which after tonight I realize is going to be difficult. But I had to be the first to tell you that you made a boo-boo in your documentary." "Yes, you heard me. A rare Michael Tallon brain fart. Don't worry, there are only about 3 people on Earth who will notice, and they're all anal-retentive marine geologists with no sense of humor. A lot like me. But you know what they say about us geologists, always looking for faults?"
She laughed.
"Anyhow, it's nothing, a minuscule point about meteorite petrology. I only mention it to ruin your night. You might get a call or two about it, so I thought I'd give you the heads up, so you don't end up sounding like the moron we all know you really are."
She laughed again.
"Anyhow, I'm not much of a party animal, so I'm staying on board. Don't bother calling me. I had to turn on the machine because the goddamn press have been calling all night. You're a real star tonight, despite your screw-up. Anyhow, I'll fill you in on it when you get back. Ciao."
The line went dead. Michael Tallon frowned. A mistake in my documentary?